I want to deal with another angle that members in practice deal with every day of their life, whether we should work from home or from an office. That, of course, is down to a range of ideas like personal preference, cost, and so on and so forth. Many AA team members indeed work from home, and when I go around the country talking to them, most of them are pretty happy with that, and the clients are pretty happy with that too. In fact, in a recession, I think there's something to be said for working from home because it comes across as a virtue. That is, your cost base is lower, and therefore your fees are lower. But we all know that working from home is, for some clients, a license to phone you at all hours. Now, when you're starting out in practice, that's probably a price worth paying. But as time goes on, I think it's important to separate your home life from your professional life. I think a practical way of managing this, at least as far as the phone calls are concerned, is to have an answering machine saying something like, "Hello, Fred here. Sorry I can't take your call. My hours are, here's an idea, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can." I personally think that the hours that you are available should be a letter of engagement point. It just helps hammer that point home. Now, I know that some of you will think that an open all-hours policy is what makes you different, is your unique selling point, it makes you attractive in the marketplace, but I do think that it can go too far. I think you must find out what works for you and indeed your family, and you've got to stick to it. Now, having a telephone answering machine, of course, won't help the persistent knockers, those who just drop by, often with a pretext of giving you some inconsequential piece of paper like a payslip or a statement from their pension. And if this does offend you or your family, then they're going to have to be dealt with politely to say and to remind them that you, like they, require some downtime. You need to go off duty. You need to have some personal time. Now, we'll deal with other aspects of working from home in later podcasts, but I think there's one other angle that we should recognise, and that is that there are taxation aspects to working from home. A dedicated room, some of us do that, a converted garage. Don't forget that for capital gains tax purpose, a dedicated space may prejudice your PPR relief, that's your principal private residence relief. So there is an argument for not having a dedicated space, instead a shared space, an office that also doubles up as a bedroom because perhaps there's a fold-up bed in the corner or a wardrobe in the room. So working from home does work, but you need, of course, to think about planning aspects, whether the council's happy with it, whether your neighbours are happy with it too. Working from an office, I think, is a natural progression. I think there comes a time where working from home is simply too much for the family, for the house, for the space. You've got files in every spare corner, and then you're going to think about having an office. Now, where do you move to? Do you move to a high street location? Do you move to somewhere, shared office space, whatever? I think this is a matter for you personally. I've spoken to many members who have made that jump, and some of them have done it successfully, and one or two have said that it didn't work quite as well as they hoped. I always think this is one of these networking points at AAT events, and of course we encourage you to talk to each other, to actually share your experiences and to work out what works for you.